Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Good Fortune is in movie theaters today. These are the things that are being released over the weekend. It's rated R. This is the one with Keanu Reeves playing a well-meaning but inept guardian angel who meddles in the lives of Aziz Ansari and Seth Rogen by having them swipe. It's very Freaky Friday-ish. He has them swap lives to try to prove to Aziz that money won't solve all his problems. It's written and directed by Aziz Ansari. Kiki Palmer, Sandra Oh, they're also in it. And all these shows, I put up so many trailers today. There's a ton of stuff to sift through if you're looking for something fun to watch. Keanu, I had like a weird Keanu story this morning. He changed his name briefly to Chuck Spadina.
What?
When he got to LA at 20 years old, his management was like, Keanu Reeves doesn't work. And he goes, well, my middle name is Charles. So I was like, Chuck? And I grew up on a street called Spadina. So Chuck Spadina. And then he says, and then I was something Templeton, like the rat. So then I became KC Reeves. I was actually credited in one thing as KC Reeves. Let me see where it was. He was in a made-for-TV film for the Magical World of Disney called Young Again in 1986. And he was credited as KC Reeves. He said, and then I couldn't do it. I'd be in auditions. And they'd go, Casey Reeves. And I wouldn't even answer. 6 months later, I'm like, I'm not doing this. That was my Hollywood moment.
I've never met the guy.
Keanu. Didn't we meet him when Dogstar came in?
Oh, I have met the guy. Mm-hmm. But
he didn't talk much during that interview. That was
I
all
will
about
say
the
this. Just it's another Ashton Kutcher. And I'm not trying to insult the guy. I realize this gets said about women all the time, though, so I'm happy to just put it out there. He's so goddamn handsome. That guy was making it. If he was mute, he would have made
Ashton Kutcher?
No.
Or Keanu Reeves,
but
right.
That's also the Ashton Kutcher thing was the guy was a model, and he immediately got cast when he showed up in Hollywood. He was on That 70s Show.
Literally that day. Like, he got there, and someone at the airport was like, oh, I'm just checking to see if any stars are emerging from any planes. Like, I choose you.
You look at young Keanu. He was so handsome. Even now,
he's still handsome.
He lets
I
the scruff
him.
Grow and the greasy hair go, and he's still hot.
Yeah.
And I'm not even into dudes, and I just think...
The hottest thing about him is his elderly-looking girlfriend, who is actually...
Elderly?
Yeah, she looks elderly. She let her hair go completely gray. And like, I can relate. I'm like, oh, he's into old chicks. All right. So you're telling me there's a chance.
I just think he's, you know, very blessed. He's also got the talent to back it up. But he is so good looking.
Mm. Her name is Alexandra Grant. Can we get an age on her?
She's 9 years younger than him.
How old is she?
52, and he's 61.
Yeah, I'm 7 years older than that
she's
woman.
She's 52,
Right?
She doesn't look old. It's just the gray hair.
She looks like his mom.
It's the gray hair. Her face is not super wrinkled.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
She looks not old.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, but she's not, you know what? Part of it is she's standing next to him.
I know, and he looks so good.
Freaking gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh my God, isn't he?
He really is.
I wish I looked like I would have shown up in Hollywood too. I'm here for my starring role in all the movies.
Who do we add to this Kiss, Marry, Kill? Keanu Reeves, Ashton Kutcher, who he's also obviously into, and Glenn Powell. He loves Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
This isn't about what I love.
Okay, what Kiss, Marry, Kill? Glenn Powell, Keanu Reeves, Ashton Kutcher.
I think I marry Keanu. He seems like he'd be a good husband. I think I do Glenn Powell. I do Glenn Powell and by Ashton. I really am not into that guy.
Mm.
To my point, he's a dude who walked into Hollywood and say, I'm here for my role. And he got it.
Yeah.
That day. Or that's the story we've heard anyway.
And so that's why you kill him because...
No, I'm not into him. Are you into him?
No. In fact, he dies in mine too, which is surprising to me because I'm going to kiss Glenn Powell because, but he has to be dressed as Chad Powers, who I do find weirdly attractive.
Oh my God.
And then I marry Keanu and I kill Ashton.
Are you watching that yet?
I'm not, but I've seen the ads and I'm like, we're going to watch that, right? Because
it's good. It's
okay.
Good.
What are you doing?
I'm going to marry Keanu.
We're all marrying Keanu.
And I would definitely, I don't know. I don't really care about Glenn Powell that much. I think I'd.
But you like that show. How can you not care about him?
I do, but I don't know if I'd do him. I don't know.
You like it? You're more of an Ashton guy?
You know, yeah. I think I would just, I think he would be a sensitive lover. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
And what about you, Bob?
I'm marrying Ashton.
Oh, God. What? You're marrying Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah. He's, I mean, for my age group,
he's
punk,
the one.
That 70s show. Mm. He's so cute.
Okay. Who are you kissing and who are you killing?
I guess she kills Keanu. I'm going to kill Keanu and I'm going to kiss Glenn Powell.
We're all marrying Keanu and she's going to kill him off. All right.
I mean, not for real.
Well, right. Obviously, this is just a hypothetical situation where we have a chance with anything.
It's actually so funny. I never saw him young in anything until I just watched Something's Gotta Give last week. That's the youngest I've ever seen Keanu.
You know what you should watch? Point Break. There's a scene right at the beginning where I'm like, oh my God, if that would just fall down one more inch.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. You don't need to know.
Well, I never watched that.
Oh, the wets.
And I won't.
He pulls his wetsuit
down.
Yeah,
the guy's trying to yank him out of bed, you know, get to work kind of thing. And like the sheet is just really low and everything is like, oh, is that gonna? That was when I fell in love with Keanu. I was like, yeah, I'll crawl into that bed. That looks good.
I'll have to give it a watch.
Yeah, that's fine. Must.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.